Just as a general question, can one be a cashier, a waiter in a non-kosher restaurant? Can you be a delivery person in a supermarket which has kosher and non-kosher? Uber Eats, delivering non-kosher food to potentially Jewish people. So, and many other Lifnei'ira questions, depends on a major machlokas in the Rishonim, and we'll get to a No de Behuda and a Shach. So just to go back, some background information, the Torah tells us Lifnei'ira will see tei michshol. In fact, usually we assume a pasuk taking the literal explanation of the pasuk applies, except we know there's an exception, ayin tachas ayin, eye for an eye. There are actually some rishonim, some achronim who learn that actually if you literally put a stumbling block in front of a blind, you wouldn't violate Lifnei'ira. Maybe you'd violate something else, but you wouldn't, because it should have said Lifnei'ira lo, it says Lifnei'ira lo sitei michshol, it should have said lo sasim. I think it's the Malbim words to explain those opinions. It seems to be a machokas, Mesha Chachma, Mishnah Lamelach, on whether you, the literal translation remains based on an understanding of a Gemara and Baba Kama. So either way, that's a debate. But the one we're going to focus on, everyone agrees, Chazal's interpretation, you can't get bad advice, but the one we're going to focus on, leading someone to sin, could I convince a Kohen to marry someone who's prohibited to him? So the sugya is in Nazir. So the sugya is in Nazir, Rav Amud Beis. Rav Nassim says you can't give Aver Menachai to a guy, something which is prohibited to a Gentile you can't give. And you can't give a cup of wine to a Nazir. No, one of the things a Nazir can't do is drink wine. So that's the question. So the Rav Nassim says it depends if it's what they call, you're on two sides of the river, two different sides of the river, you're all on the same side. Trey or Chad. In other words, if the only way the Gentile or the Nazir could get the wine or the Aver Menachai is by me giving it to them, so that everyone agrees, then you violate an Issa Daraisa with Ne'iver lo sitein michshol. But let's say we're both on the same side, and he could get the Aver Menachai, he could get the wine himself. He just asked me to do it, or someone else to do it. So that's the case of where you can do it anyway. So in a situation where they could get to it on their own, there's clearly no biblical prohibition. Is there a rabbinical prohibition? So the Mordechai and Avodah Zarah, and some say Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, says that, and the Mordechai is talking about selling clothes to a priest in order he's going to use for his old day Avodah Zarah. So the Mordechai says it's mutar lechatchila. There's no din of mishayeya. I'm not helping him. He could do this. There's nothing I'm adding. He could do the same thing himself. Well, if I can make money off it, why not? I'm not considered a Messiah with Vara Vera. And the Ran, some quote Tosfos and Shabbos in the first Mishnah with the Balabayas and the Ani, that we know in order to be Chayav and Shabbos, you need an Akira Hanacha, you need change of Rishra. So the bottom line is the Mishnah gives examples that the Baal Abayis puts in the Ani's hand. So Tosfos says, how could he put in the, how could the Ani take it? He's helping him, you know, he's over with Ne'iver. So the Shaila is, that no, he would have put it down anyway. So Tosfos says, you're right, it's only a Misayel and Varave. We're only talking about an Issa Drabanan. So Tosfos, Taran seem to say, in a case where it's on, you're on the same side of the river, i.e., the person could do it himself, he just asked you to assist, so it's still a rabbinical prohibition. Why? What's the reason? So Tosfos and Rosh Rai, because they learned it out, just like there's a halacha, let's say you see a katan, a katana, someone under 13 or 12, and they eating nevela, so you have to sarach laf risho, you chayef to stop them from doing it, whatever your power is to do. So the Rishonim say, if Yechayev to be mafrish someone from Isser, how much more so, Kal Vachomer, you can't assist that person. So therefore, it seems to be a major Machlokas Rishonim. Mordechai, maybe Tosis also went with Azara, but Tosis and Shabbos, the Rush, maybe the Ran. So clearly a Machlokas Rishonim, whether there's an Isser Darabanan, and everyone agrees there's an Isser Daraisa. If you give someone, if the only way they could sin is through you and you give them the object, and as your Eivan Rachai, you violate with Ne'iver Min HaTorah. What about if they could do it without you? You just feel like assist. You can't help yourself. You're such a Baal Chesed. You just have to assist and help, even if it's not a good thing. So the Mordechai says, there's no Isser, it's Heter Gomer, it's permitted. You could tell the priest the garment, and Tosis, other Rishonim, saying, no, it's an Isser Drabanan, and Ani shouldn't participate in the Isser Hotzah. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber seems to go like, no, none of these opinions. The Mechaber doesn't seem to work with the opinion of Rav Nassin, and some want to claim it's the Shitas HaRambam, that perhaps any type of help, it's an Isser Daraisa, regardless whether he could do it with you or he could do it without you. So however, and Ashkenaz don't go with that at all. The Ramah also doesn't go with that Shita. He paskins like the Mordechai, or he paskins the Teter Gummer. He says, Me'ikar Adin, according to those Rishonim who say, as long as it can be done anyway, like Rav Nassin seems to be saying in Nazir, that there's definitely no Isser Daraisa of Na'iver, and according to the Mordechai, since he can do it anyway, there's no in Yidam Misayea. Another Rishonim, Tosus, he quotes, the Ran, whoever, the Rama quotes, he quotes, there are those who say it's problematic, it's an Isser Darabanan Misayea. So he says, Me'ikarad, then we paskin, that it's Mutter, the Rama says, but Bali Nefesh could be strict. That's the way the Rama learns, it's a Machokas Rishonim, whether there's an Isser Misayea or not on when there's a case when there's no Lufnaiva Daraisa, is there a Misayea Darabanan? Rama Meikra then says no, but if you want to be pious you could be Machmer. And the Shach wants to disagree with the Rama. In other words, the way the Rama's learning is it's a fundamental machok. Those who say the Mordechai who says there's no Misayea doesn't make any distinction to the Jews and non-Jews. And according to Tosfos, he doesn't mention it. He just says there is Misayea. The Shach says, no, that's not the Pshad. He says there is no Machokes. Let's say Tosfos and the Mordechai. Or those who say Tosfos and Shabbos and the Mordechai and Avodah Zarah. Because Tosfos and Avodah Zarah might agree with the Mordechai. But why Mordechai is talking about a case where Goyim selling the priest's garments to the for Avodah Zarah. So everyone agrees when it comes to Goyim there is no Isser of Misayea. And Tosfos and Shabbos is talking about Misayea by an Ani. He's talking about Yidden. So according to the Rama, the Mordechai says no Misayea for Jews either, not just Goyim. According to the way the Shach's learning, that Misayea is only for Goyim, but for Jews there is Misayea. And the Rama, Rav Moshe seems to paskin like the Shach over the Rama. So, in other words, is this a kul or a chumra? Well, so the question is, what about a Yisrael Mummer? What about a Jew? Oh, let's say a non-religious, non-observant Jew. So according to what Rama learns, we paskin me'ikar adin, it's mutter, but bali nefesh should be machmir. According to what the Shach is saying, he says, there is misayah for a Jew. So it depends. So what does the Shach say about Yisrael Mummer? So the Shach continues and says, yes, he says, a Yisrael Mummer in this situation is treated like a guy, he's treated like a Gentile, and he says it's mutter to give to be Misayeya Yisrael Mummer. He has the same din of a guy regarding Lifnei Iver. So what's Pshat in the Shach? First he says the difference between Jew and non-Jew, and now Shach says, but Yisrael Mummer is treated like a guy. Why? We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Yisrael Shachata Yisrael Hu, and we know there's the concept of Tinuk Shanishba that people don't know better. So what's the Pshat in the Shach? So the Noda Bihud explains the Shach that the way the Shach learns, Misayeya is a din of Mezid versus Shogeg. If someone does the sin by Mezid, there's a din of Misayeya. I should say there's no din of Misayeya. But someone does the sin by Shogeg, there is a din. So why? Because what's the source? The source of the Rishonim, of the din of Asol Afrisho, is a katun. You have to be mashur, take him away from eating Nevela, and then we say Kal Vachomer, you can't assist him. A katun doing the sin by Shogeg. Therefore, we see there's the din of Misayeya applies. It's not Jew versus guy, it's Shogeg versus Mezid. A Katan is a Shogeg, that's why there's an Issa Misayeya. And a from Jew, there's an Issa Misayeya, according to the Shach. But according to, but if you're Yisrael Mummer, so therefore, and today, even if you are a Tinek Shanishba, you know what. Again, the assumption is that Tinech Shanishba knows that it's Shabbos today, or he knows about kosher. That's the assumption we have to make. The Noda Bihud is making in the Shach. And therefore, it come out according to the Shach, even Yisrael Mummer, there is no din of Misayeh. So according to the Rama, it's Mutter anyway. The Rama just says there is no Misayeh, period. And Bali Nefesh should be Machmir, but Meikra Din, according to the Shach, a Yisrael Mummer is Mutalachin, it's a din of Mezid versus Shogeg. And therefore, it would come out, if we paskin like the Shach, to understand Rabbi Yehuda, would come out. So all these cases of working in a restaurant, being a delivery person, Uber Eats, if we follow the opinion of the Shach and Noda Yehuda, so Meikar Adin at least it would be Mutter. We have to see who else paskins like that. Some want to make a distinction. Maybe it depends if you're involved in Issa Deraisa, Issa Drabanan. That's a discussion in terms of Halach Lamaisa, how we paskin. But based on the Shach, it would be Mutter, the Noda Yehuda.